Indiana Conversation Podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We back in the building. Well, in separate buildings, quarantining still, but you already know what it is. Right. How you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling a little blah, but I'm feeling good at the same time. I'm not sure how to explain that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I get it.
I'm concerned and okay. I'm encouraged.
I like that. Yeah. Concerned. It sounded like, yeah, that's a parent word. I'm concerned. It's one of those.
But this is like, it feels like a parental situation. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be when you're a parent. You send your kid out there and then you're concerned about their well-being, but you're encouraged that you know they're a good kid and they've shown to be responsible thus far.
That's what's up. Is your son out in the streets or no?
Nah, I mean, we still on the COVID plan. I ain't forget about that. The pandemic.
No, I'm talking about VA. Young VA.
He's been social media protesting.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in the street. He's still going to work.
I hear that shit, man. That's gotta do that.
I guess he showed up to work. I guess Whole Foods was all boarded up. He was like, jeez.
Oh, so it was a wrap. They weren't even open.
Nah, I guess they was open, but I guess they were preparing to, you know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hold the gate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold the gate if you know what I'm saying, it get crazy.
Yeah, man. I hear you on the concern and what'd you say, concerned and optimistic? What was the other one?
Encouraged.
Encouraged. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm frustrated a little. I'm trying to maintain, honestly, man. I'm just trying to keep all my energy levels at a stable point. You know, like I was veering on hopelessness a couple days ago, but I think I've kind of gotten out of that. You know, I haven't really been digesting a whole lot of it. I've been real spotty with my intake just for the fact that I don't really, you know, I don't like how that shit make me feel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, especially these last few days, I've been popping in here and there. Like, I haven't even been on Instagram all day today. You know, I did the blackout situation. You know, typically I don't even jump in line with any of that type of shit because it sometimes feels performative, but I was like, man, let me lend some solidarity because I definitely believe Black Lives Matter, and you know, fuck it, let me do a little something at least. That's like almost the least I could do. But on another level, I just stepped away from the gram. I'm gonna go on after I get off with you, but like, just because I was just getting inundated with just updates and more content and more like brutal videos and crazy shit like that, you know, and you know, whatever. So I've been kind of picking my spots, turn on the news for a second here, there, look on Twitter, see what's trending, you know, see who's getting raked over the coals. Cause this is a time where a lot of motherfuckers are getting dragged. The trigger is a hair trigger right now.
Yeah. Everybody's in a rage of fury. You know, that time. It's like, you know, don't step in the way. You will get rolled over. You know what I'm saying?
You get bum rushed.
But you said something that was interesting to me. Well, you said it seems performative sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. To me, you know what I'm saying? This whole thing is performative on a certain level. You know what I'm saying? So it feels like, you know, Some of this stuff, like especially the first few nights, is like the police stood down and kind of allowed a lot of it to go on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when we saw the police station get burnt down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you know, in the history of ever, that has never happened. That the police just walked away from their own fort. So
right. Let it burn to the ground. Yeah,
that seemed like a message. You know what I'm saying? That seemed like, okay, let it do what it do then, if that's what y'all trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Then the next night to see, you know, them stand down and allow the looters to hit Buckhead the way they hit it, unmolested. You know what I'm saying? No mm-hmm. police presence. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you start seeing videos of like, cause I've been deep into the shit. I done jumped all the way down the rabbit hole.
Okay. Talk to me.
I'm deep down in that.
Oh shit.
I'm scrutinizing every fucking clip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I hear you.
I'm investigative journalist style around this piece.
Right, I can just imagine you in a room. The way you talking, I can just imagine you in a room with mad screens. And you know how enemy of the state, you just blowing up shit. Like, hold on, what's this? Look exactly. at this. Yeah. Exactly. A lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, because it's in the blow up that you really get a better picture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? The next night, they hitting Phipps in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a video of a white couple in their condo overlooking Phipps. And they're shooting, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You see all these cats. I don't know who it is. It's just a bunch of motherfuckers in black running mm-hmm. and looking like ants going into the mall. Mm. And she was like, oh, my God, they're going in. They're going in. Look at them. They're going in. And then her last words on the video was like, where's the police? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was mm-hmm. kind of like, what? You know what I'm saying? It was like you could feel the fear of how can this happen? And you know what I'm saying? Because they know what their neighborhood is and they know that shit like that don't happen in that place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially for what they paying. You know. Right.
Like this doesn't happen. Like, you know, every other riot, what's the first conversation is, why they tearing up their own neighborhoods? You know, that don't make no sense. And this time, they not tearing up. This shit started in, you know what I'm saying, neighborhoods that wasn't the hood, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
the first shit, like, you know, you ain't no real target in the hood of hoods, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So they were obviously in a main area. And then in Atlanta, they hit Buckhead, they hit Phipps and hit Buckhead shops and they did a little bit at Lenox, but I guess the police kind of held Lenox down for the mm-hmm. most part. They hit Icebox, though.
What's Icebox?
That's where they sell jewelry and shit like that.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Okay. Sell a lot ice. Of destination rioting.
Oh, yeah.
Going
yeah, they're definitely okay if they're going to let us go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only part about it that didn't feel performative. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, outside of the peaceful protest, that felt real. You know what I'm saying? The peaceful protest. And then, but mm-hmm. when I zoomed in to the pictures and I'm seeing, you know, white boys that don't even fit the whole description. You know what I'm saying? So I did a collage based on that shit because I was about to do a collage anyway just on the whole shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I start looking at the images and getting ready to cut one out, it'd be like, damn, those is white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm zooming. Every time I zoom, it's like, shit, them people, they don't even look like us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then I said, fuck it, I ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? That was the night before the riots. And then, so I started looking up older riots, you know what I'm saying? 2015, you know what I'm saying? Ferguson. I'm looking up, you know, the first riot I ever known, the McDuffie riots in Miami. You know what I'm saying, that affected my life when I was coming up. And I was like, man, this don't look like no other situation that I've seen. You know what I'm saying? It looks too, like, you know what I'm saying? Some of it looks a little staged, you know what I'm saying, in the mm-hmm. early nights. Like the fires and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it kind of looked like a movie riot. You know what I'm saying? Shit just randomly burning in the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Burning shit down, like, you know what I mean? Burning the police station down. Like, that shit is out of control. And I think, you know, the messaging was, shit, this shit is off the chain. And then it kind of revved up everybody else. It's kind of like, oh, shit, they getting it popping like that. All right, we're going to get it popping too. And then you even seen, like, people on Twitter kind of like right in line, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Who knew that Minneapolis would get it popping like that? What's up, Brooklyn? What y'all going to do? It's like, what? Right. Wait. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is this armchair revolutionary shit?
Say the challenge. Yeah, this right. is a savage challenge.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a challenge.
Like, savage, you know bougie riot.
Right. Anyway, y'all see what Denver did, right? What y'all going to do?
Like, right.
Oh, man, come on. So
y'all black, ain't you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, it feel like we getting gassed up, you know what I'm saying, to go. And but once it went and you see the police kind of just standing back, it was like, damn, that's weirder than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, boom, I'm going to do the art based on that concept. Like, who these motherfuckers throwing the Molotov cocktails and shit? Like, that ain't even, like, one of our weapons of choice. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, who was throwing? Let me find the picture of the motherfucker actually throwing that shit. Or, you know what I'm saying? Who are the motherfuckers right at the front lines of the police station shit? So, when I did the piece, you know what I'm saying? It's a chaos. It's the police van on fire. It's, you know what I'm saying, the police station on fire. It's the guy standing in front of that shit with their fist up. You know what I'm saying? It was like two other guys that was like right off to the side. I cut them and put them in there. And you zoom in on that shit. Like, when people first see it, they like, yeah, hell yeah, that's the motherfucking revolution. But you zoom in and peep the people. You know what I'm saying? They don't look like, they look like anarchists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The two white boys that was like on the back of the truck or whatever, they look totally like country, you know what I'm saying, white boys hunting types, you know what I'm saying, that ain't really finna be out there at the Black Lives Matter movement with the khakis pulled all the way up, with the utility belt and the backpack strapped in the front, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They didn't fit what would organically be a situation so quick. It ain't like you had months leading up, like, the trial and everybody getting amped and it's organizing across the country. It was just immediate. So I just felt like it jump started what it became. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas is mounting up and niggas is getting out there, and then the peaceful protesters are organizing and getting out there and really, you know, trying to do it the way, you know what I'm saying, that's supposed to be done. And you've always had that, but you had way more agitators in the mix than you do now. Like, it came through Bed Stuy yesterday. And I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I want to see how the cats react on the streets. And I was proud of Bed Stuy because, you know what I'm saying, it was organized and it was leaders and it was, you know what I'm saying, the leaders were in place and controlling the vibe, and the vibe was inspiring, and it wasn't a whole lot of agitators. And then you had people on the ground like, nah, you ain't finna burn shit up around here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, that's not happening, you know? And then they kept it moving through here.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's interesting. We had a conversation and you kind of pointed that out early, you know, on your Mahamstradamus. And I was at, you good for it. I ain't gonna lie. Like, he one of the best that way. Hold on now. If we look at the tape, and then it just, my whole shit was clouded with scrutiny. I started looking at it, and then it started, you know, that narrative started to develop. A lot of people were like, well, hold on, these people don't look like the other. And then, you know, you start hearing about Antifa coming in, you know, and then you're seeing people leave pallets of bricks just in the midst, just for to be discovered and utilized. And, you know, I've seen some white folks looting, coming out with surfboards and shit. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not, definitely don't fit the profile. That is like the last thing I'm grabbing on, some old Black Lives Matter type shit, some police brutality.
The most organic thing that I seen outside of the peaceful protest and the speakers that really, you know, so you could really see the you know what I'm saying, the engagement was cats hitting Gucci and Phipps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know,
like, if you're going to let somebody in Phipps, that is definitely the first place mm-hmm. where they going. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That felt like, right. oh, yeah, that's the opportunist right there.
right.
They hitting,
right.
they going for right where the market at. And usually you don't get that opportunity. You know what I mean? So given that opportunity, you know what I'm saying, that would be a place that you hit. But another thing that I kind of felt, that I feel, is that after all of this shit is said and done, it's going to be us that's paying the price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they start doing the contact tracing and, you know what I'm saying, utilizing the video and, you know what I'm saying, tracking motherfuckers down through their cell phones and Instagram and all of the, you know what I'm saying, the social media shit, it's going to be a bunch of us going to jail. You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily the ones who was agitating it the first couple of days.
Right, right, you know what right.
I'm saying? The white guy busting out the windows in AutoZone and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The ones setting the little fires here and setting the fires there and busting windows out with the skateboards. You know what I'm saying? So that's why in the piece, you got the get out eyes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, in the end, we did what we did because we was in the moment and that's what was happening. And but in the end, it's like, who gonna pay the price? You know what I mean? Even if we achieve the goals that we want to achieve, which is worth it to a certain extent, it's still on the ground. It's going to be some casualties. And, you know, so that's how I felt about it.
Nah, that's the unfortunate part about the whole thing. You know, we probably going to catch the brunt of it, or the community's going to catch the brunt of it. And a lot of that shit, it was, you know, agent provocateurs, a lot of people that set the shit off and broke out and, you know, built up the frenzy, you know?
Right. And they going to dilly on dally right back to they regularly scheduled programs.
Mm-hmm. Wait for the next assignment.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. It's good to get some context to that, your piece. You know, like I saw the Get Out cat, so I figured it was definitely, you know, and based on the conversation we had, it was definitely about this shit just look a little suspicious. And is there, and I'm not totally right, but is there a cat holding a sign that says the joke's on you or something like that?
Yeah, the joke's on us.
The joke's on us. Yeah. Was that real?
That was a real sign. That was out. Wow. It was actually Black Lives Matter. That's one of the few black people that's in the piece. It's only like three black people in the piece.
Right.
But most people, when they look at it, just like when you look at the news and you see all this mayhem, you automatically think black people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, right. These niggas is at it again. You know what I'm saying? That's immediately your thought. And even when you're presented with, you know, here's a bunch of white people, you see three black people, it's still like, oh, them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody dressed in black, you can't tell. Like, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. It's an automatic assumption, which is what the media has done throughout the years to cement, you know what I'm saying, our own impression of even ourselves. You know, let alone, you know what I'm saying, how other people see us.
Even to the point to where, like, when you see these white agents wilding out, initially, at first glance, rather than see them as agents, you see them as allies. And you often, you're like, wow, well, that's great, you know? And shit, joke's on us.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I saw an image of five cops and then one white girl spray painting Black Lives Matter, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. They standing right there. They not saying shit. They actually told us some shit to write. Like, nah, write George Floyd, duh, duh, duh. I'm like, God dang, this a bitch.
That was one of the first things that I caught. Like, the graffiti is terrible. But, you know, there's no can control. I feel like these people who were graffiti, they paid for those cans. They never really used cans before. It was just real weird phrasing and shit. Yeah.
That shit was a part of the organized kit. Because I like, yeah. All right, when they set up the protest in front of CNN, right? Mm-hmm. Which is weird in itself. Why are y'all in front of, why y'all gonna go to the news station to do this? This don't yeah. make no sense. And so after they overran it or whatever, and they spray painting the CNN logo, and then you got the three black guys standing up there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Myself says self. Now, spray paint. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many cats just got spray paint at the crib. Mm-hmm. But I doubt this dude with no backpack, no shirt on, you know what I'm saying, with a right. Black Lives Matter sign and a can of paint, left his house with that motherfucking paint. You know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. in his hand. Or in his right. pocket. I don't think that's how it went. And he definitely didn't stop by the store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them shits was, I felt like them shits was like them bricks. They was just giving out at the spot. You know what I'm saying? It was part of the kit. Here you go. Yeah. Take this spray paint. Like you said, the spray paint looked like Hollywood. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't have no thoughtful phrases, nothing. Just
generic as fuck.
Generic. Yeah. And then in my rabbit hole, like I said, I started looking up old riots. And on the mm-hmm. piece on the Miami McDuffie riots, mm-hmm. which it was like a little documentary. It was like, you know, they picked up 17 people. Like, this was days later in the thing. They picked up 17 people in the course of, you know, rounding up, you know, the looters and stuff. And out of those 17, they even picked up some of their fellow officers. The officers were in the parking lot breaking windows and spray painting on cars. I'm like, oh, shit, it's the same goddamn shit. He's mm-hmm. running the same program right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Amping it up. But, you know, I guess it's like the broken window shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You show up and it's broken windows already. Then it's like a free-for-all, just like the video of the cops on 50-something street midtown breaking windows out already in the daytime. So I guess by the time the night falls, it's like, oh shit, this shit already open.
Right. We done set it off already.
Yeah, it's already set. It's the stage is set, but ain't nobody stopping it. But it's kind of like the bait car. You know what I'm saying? Alright, they all ran in. Okay, let's see who we can round up. Run the tape back.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yo, these stores been closed for 90 days, so how much shit could have really been in there? You know what I'm saying? Enough for you to come up running out with a handful of shit, but it ain't a whole, probably not a whole lot of stuff that was in a lot of these stores.
Right, or shouldn't have been. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been shut down for 90 days. It's not even open yet.
Right.
So, shit feel like a setup to me.
It's a little much. I will say, though, some of the shit that I've seen was a little crazy. Like, a couple cops getting run over, and then the cops, driving into the crowds and shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's real engagement at a certain point. You know what I'm saying? It's not mm-hmm. like okay, they let some of that shit go on, but then, at a certain point in the night, all right, let's shut this shit down. You know what I'm saying? Let's close it off. And when you get people in those situations, then shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit happens. The craziest shit, though, that I've been seeing is the shit in the Bronx last night.
What's going on? What happened in the Bronx last night?
They just wilding. You know what I'm saying? It's just neighborhood wilding. They ain't like, they hitting the neighborhood grocery store. That shit really looked like the movie. That shit got trash burning in the streets. Uh-huh. I see one cat running out of the grocery store with 3 jugs of Tide.
That was a good night.
I'm like, what the fuck? That's what you ran in there and thought, you know what? I need to wash some clothes.
Yeah. You know what, though? Tide, did I tell you about this shit I told you about a couple years ago? I was in D.C. and it was crackhead out there selling Tide. And some of it supposedly might even be bootleg, but like Tide is a big fucking thing because it's so expensive. This is prior to protesting, but like, you know, like if you go to a lot of these stores, Tide is tied down like leather jackets. You know what I mean? Like, because them shits, they get good money for like a jug of Tide. So,
yeah. And my man had 3 jugs.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta, shit, I'm out here, gotta wash clothes, I gotta load.
I gotta do a load. I got all this COVID laundry just sitting around. I gotta clean this shit off. Either that or I'm about to flip these.
Right.
Yeah, you know, man.
And it's crazy. Like that part is like, that goes back to the regular trope of tearing up your own hood or whatever. And then on the bigger scale, you know, of course you got the, you know what I'm saying, they're like, this is unnecessary to the movement and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which to a certain extent, yes, it is. But I think in all of this shit, whether it's the movement or whether it's the theatrics of it all, that's what's gonna move the needle. Because when white people see that shit right there in their own space, that's the scariest shit they always been afraid of, is the poor eating the rich. You know what I'm saying?
That
shit right there is gonna move their ass to some action. Like, hey, I can't even imagine the next community board meetings in Buckhead and in fucking Soho. You know what I'm saying? They gonna be livid. Like, what the fuck happened? How does this work? I don't feel safe. And that shit right there, like, we've marched and we chanted and we did it peacefully and the shit over and over and over. And even if this shit was staged the way it was to make it look like the way it looked, they are paying attention this time. You know what I'm saying? Even I went out yesterday on the bike and motherfuckers is yielding and okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like they not acting like they usually act. You know what I'm saying? They are acting totally different. I guess a lot of times they are in these kind of gentrified neighborhoods and this shit is way too close, you know what I'm saying, to their situation. They living right next door to some of, you know what I'm saying, these people with this brown skin. And they are, you know what I'm saying, they are changing their tune a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting messages from like my clients and even some of my white colleagues checking on my well-being. You good?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, it's been a whole lot of action. It's been Trayvon. It's been Mike Brown. It's been, you know what I'm saying, Freddie Gray. It's been all kind of situations.
Right.
They checking in. Like, hey, you good? You know what I'm saying? I just want to let you know I'm I'm with you. I feel like, word, appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? They canceled, like, one of my rich clients had a Zoom event scheduled. They canceled it, you know what I'm saying, in solidarity with the movement. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I went to Apple Music today. They only streaming black music.
Really?
When you go to their page, they got a whole message. As soon as you come in saying, you know, in solidarity with Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying, we're going to listen to this music together. So, like, all the radio stations and all that, they all dead, and it's running one station playing all black music.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I do like some of the gestures, right?
Mm-hmm.
To your point, a couple things. One, this has been probably the most expansive protest and riot that I've ever seen in my life, like, where it's like flash mobs. The shit is everywhere, you know, like, and yeah, it's everywhere, and it's, you know, it's popping up all types of different places and things like that. So, it's capturing way more people than typical. It's not something that you could say, oh, they're rioting over there. You know what I mean? Nah, and you could kind of, yeah, there's another news story or, yeah, this shit is damn near everywhere.
It's in their spot, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
like all of the movements have been in their spots, that's why I feel like, yo, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be some type of coordination to this shit, because usually when shit pop off, and usually we it takes a few more days and a few more slights and a few more insults on the news and a lot of Fox News before we get all the way ready, which usually happens when the trial is there, And it's been months of build up or even years of build up. And then they'll quit the motherfucker. Then, oh, shit, it's time to go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit right here just was like, okay, it's go time from the rip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However that setup. You know what I'm saying? However that happened.
Yeah.
So, but it's real close to them. It's in their place where this shit is like, hold up, these motherfuckers is up on me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they feel it.
They seeing their favorite shops getting looted, not the neighborhood bodegas. They seeing their shit is like, oh, shit, I go there. Shit.
Mm-hmm. They got Chanel.
Like, my Rolex was in the shop right there, and them niggas hit the Rolex store. You know what I'm saying?
This is my thing. Back to battling hopelessness, because then there's the thing about, to your point, you're saying Apple doing what they doing, you know, you're seeing the complexion of the rioters, it's a lot more diversity in it. Even if you gather or whatever, you kind of chalk up some of these people could be agents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, it does seem like, hopefully, and this is what's so fucked up about the black experience on a certain level, especially in times of uprising like this. There is a moment that where you have this push and pull to where the struggle feels so painfully redundant. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen this happen so many times to where there's some bit of uprising, you know, and then, like you said, somebody gets acquitted. And then it's just like, fuck. You know what I mean? This is that bullshit. You go back to feeling demoralized. But in that moment of uprising, there's also that part of, like, the hope that's lit. You know, with all of the fires and shit, there's a part of, like, you know, when you're looking at how expansive these riots are, right, and you're looking at, yo, this is not just us out here, and you getting these messages from, you know, your white friends and allies that are checking in on you that, you know, that probably never hit you before or might be on the gram and saying things that are just a little bit more provocative than just a regular, you know, a one-size-fits-all statement. There seems to be a lot more people that are standing shoulder to shoulder, at least in the moment. You know what I mean? So then there's that part to where you like, yo, are we getting closer to the point to where justice for all is getting a little bit more accessible? Is this conversation really being had seriously? Or, again, is this just some performative shit? You know what I mean? Like, when I read, you know, you said the Apple Music thing. Again, I haven't really been on social media much at all today outside of Twitter. So I've been popping in, and I'll just see who's trending. And I saw Ben and Jerry's was trending. And I don't know if you saw Ben and Jerry's put out a statement. I didn't even get all the way through the statement. The statement is like four slides long. But they start off basically saying, yo, white supremacy has to stop. You know what I mean? Like I'm starting to hear a lot more of that type of shit in the conversation. You know what I mean? It's not like, yo, you know, this is ridiculous. This needs to stop. It's not abstract anymore. It seems very pointed. White supremacy needs to stop. And then it went on to say, this is who George Floyd was. This is what they took from him. This, that, and the other thing. But, you know, we're not going to be silent because silence is complicit. And, you know, and then you start to think, you know, black culture over the last 15, 20 years has really become the dominant culture. And, you know, we hear that refrain quite a bit. I wish white people loved black cultures. I mean, white people love black people as much as they love black culture. Right. So it seems like, you know, if I'm allowing myself to get caught up in what I'm seeing in the optics and in some of the propaganda that's out there, it seems like there's some motherfuckers that's trying to ride with us, you know? And, like, it's a weird place to be because it feels a little bit more foreign than what I've seen historically. Right. And, so, you know, like I said, historically, you used to the letdown. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, with other shit, you know, like, it's almost like a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You just used to being hurt. You know what I mean? Like, if some real love come your way, you're kind of reluctant to embrace the shit. You know what right. I'm saying? That's like, and that's kind of like the mind fuck of this whole shit.
And you should be. You know what I'm saying? And even with all of this, it's still some skepticism to it. Of course, as you hear in my conversation. But the thing about it is, it's at a point where shit has already changed. Now, it may not have changed to the extent that we need it to, but these big brands always shy away from our little shit. You know what I'm saying? When it's Black Lives Matter was almost labeled a terrorist group. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago. You understand?
Yeah.
And then they, you know what I'm saying? When it was really almost just a hashtag still. You know what I'm saying? So before it was even organized. So it was kind of like, we're not, definitely not used to seeing it. It's like the San Francisco 49ers putting out the solidarity tweet this morning. You know what I'm saying? With all blackout shit. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you motherfuckers is the last ones need to be putting out shit. You know what I'm saying? You need to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? So it's like, so something has changed. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody feels like this is either the wave that they need to be on. They need to be on the side of right. Something is tipping where we need to get ahead of this. They may have already gotten the memo that we don't have yet, or whatever the next stage is finna be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's too omnipresent. It's too ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's Apple. It was Spotify got their playlist. It's like, man, these people, I'm most disappointed that I ain't see Tidal do shit. But that's another.
Tidal like, nigga, we been black the whole time.
But still, come on. I mean, still, dog. Still. Like, they are Black Lives Matter records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Jay-Z, like. Yeah, he's supposed to be like on top of this. He's supposed to be ahead of the curve, but I guess they didn't. Again, they own it, so they don't feel like they should have to. But like I said, that's another point for another day. But something has changed in that the big organizations, the big, you know what I'm saying? It's even changed in the way where you got these police chiefs all over the country speaking out against police activity.
Yeah.
That never happens ever in the history of ever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So obviously there has been a memo, or maybe it's a collective consciousness that, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time we do at least pacify them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If I'm allowed to, I'm going to explore this little cautious optimism. There's a couple things that I'm thinking, like if we just to entertain this. One, I think another thing that should also be taken into account with these, just all of these riots and protests going on. Obviously, you know, shit was terrible, you know. Not to say that we haven't seen black life be taken by the cops before, but this was terrible. I've still not watched the complete video. I don't want to see that shit. I already know how fucked up it could be. And I, you know, but what another thing that I've been trying to add to the equation is we have also, many of us have been indoors for about 3 months, you know, and who knows what's going on. You know, we've been cooped up, you know, dodging a pandemic, trying not to get sick, seeing 100,000 Americans die to a virus. You know, so there's that. There's a bunch of people don't know what, you know, what they're going to be looking like employment wise. You know what I'm saying? People are, you know, just kind of happy to be safe, you know, happy to be alive type of shit. There's probably a lot of introspection going on, hopefully, with all of these people that are kind of, you know, away from the distraction of the everyday rigmarole, you know what I mean? And then you're sitting there and you're watching a wheel of brutality, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was George Floyd, whether it was Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna, you know what I mean? Like, just within like a month, you know, you've seen all this. A guy just got killed just the other day. I forget his name. Another guy who ran like a, I guess like a food truck or something like that, seemed to be like a pillar of the community. He was killed, you know, and it's still kind of the story's still unraveling. Maybe there's a combination to where, like, you know, certain people have kind of realized with this very communicable disease that was killing people. And, you know, again, sitting in the room or sitting in a house, you know, around family, if you got family, if not, you just sitting around the house with your thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that had something to do with people saying, you know what, man, fuck this shit. You got a president that doesn't, that has honestly, in my mind, kind of just abdicated the outside of just doing press appearances. That nigga ain't really going to work. He just kind of showing up, saying some shit, but he's not really leading. You know, last I heard, he was in a bunker. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, I'm curious how much, because I could only speak for being black. You know, and part of what defines being black in America is the struggle. That shit just is ongoing. Right. It's just part. It's just, you know, it's another edition. You know what I mean? But maybe people are like saying, you know what, man, fuck this shit.
They have to be.
You know, I hope
because you know what? I don't think all of this coverage is targeted towards us. You know what I'm saying? I think this coverage is talking to the good old American people who are sitting there feeling like, wait a minute, I don't feel fucking safe. You know what I'm saying? My president is not making me feel safe. My governor is not making me feel safe. My police force is not making me feel safe. My mayor, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like when they had the military coming down the block and you know what I'm saying? It looked like a nice little suburban type of spread. I don't know where it was at. And, you know, it sounded like, you know, audibly sounded like, you know, white women on their porch. You know what I'm saying? And then the military's coming through. And they was like, get in the house, get in the house. And they just standing there like, you know, this is my front porch. I'm in shit. You can't tell me shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I saw that.
Motherfucker said, light them up. Oh, shit, goddamn. They got their ass in the house. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't supposed to happen.
Not at all. That's not in the brochure at all.
That is not in the brochure, dog. They don't feel fucking safe, man. They are concerned.
Yeah.
Community board meetings, fucking this election finna be off the fucking chain because who fucking let this happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he brought the war to your front door. Like, we watched that shit on the news in these other war-torn countries and shit, and we like, you know, our guys, this is what we do. All right. Now this shit is on us. The motherfuckers is in on the ground here. Licking shots. Get your ass in the house. You can't tell me. Light them up.
You know what's so crazy? Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's so crazy how just police and soldiers and, you know, you just kind of become cogs in the wheel, right? And it just, you could do some wild shit like that, just real rote. Like how you said, light them up. Like it ain't even like, yo, light that motherfucker up. Like it ain't even, it's just light them up.
That shit was like, just an order.
Like we just did it on the last block. We got enough ammunition. We'll light up this whole neighborhood. Right. You know what I mean? Because that's what we've been told to do. You know, and it's just, it's interesting.
The odd part about that shit is, that was in like a regular ass neighborhood. It didn't even look like shit was cracking.
Mm-mm.
But they weren't doing that shit when they was at Dior or at, you know what I'm saying? Or in Soho or nowhere. Right. They was just, okay, let it ride. So they, to me, it's so they could get that imagery. You know what I'm saying? That imagery that creates that fear. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's just like everybody hearing all these explosions and shit. Because I heard something in Bed-Stuy the other day. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm like, what the fuck is that? But they saying they going off crazy in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Philadelphia explosions. It's just explosion sounds. And it's like they explaining it on the news as that was people trying to blow up ATMs. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? ATM stealers is not using no fucking dynamite to blow up no goddamn ATM because you're going to burn the money. Nigga would rather
really
take
that
the whole
in history, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Blow up a house type shit. I forget the name of
Yeah, Philly will blow up some shit. But it's some people saying that it's just sounds, you know what I'm saying, to create fear.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying? Some people saying it's sonic booms to create fear or just sounds that they're playing to create, you know what I'm saying, this fear of, you know, staying in the house. But this is tactics they're using on the ground on American citizens.
To frazzle the shit out of them. I'm curious.
It's scary.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You said what?
That shit is scary.
Absolutely. Because if they come into your porch with the, you know, they pulling up. You know, like that shit. That is the epitome of ain't nobody safe. It can happen anywhere. It's on site. It's on site. Site. I told your ass to get in the house, nigga. So, but what's crazy about that shit is, you know, my shit starts spinning a little bit too, because it just felt as though like a button was pushed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just the way it was like an activation. Just the whole way, like how this whole thing is just rolling out, pretty much like it's just it's rolled out in a way that just seems like there was some thought behind this. And my thing is, who is responsible for the thought? Is this some,
right,
you know, I'm you know, now I'm getting in my speculation bag, but mm-hmm. part of me was like, is this some Trump type shit? Like, is this a thing to where, you know, Trump need to feel necessary? He need to scare motherfuckers. He need to try to create some more commotion on top of some commotion to, you know, sweep in and try to save the day, or, you know what I mean? Or to startle people into, you know, who knows? Or is this some even outside, is it an outside force that's just like, you know what? This is the time. You know what I mean? Like, let's just go ahead. We got this agenda. We've been meaning to do, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? But it does feel like a button was pressed. It feels very calculated. It feels very coordinated on a very high level. It doesn't have the same energy as, you know, just your organic protest.
Right. This ain't no grassroots protest. This shit is corporatized.
Nah. Yeah.
This
is
the corporate rollout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, again, that's all above my pay grade. So I don't even know where to start to speculate, because I don't even know what's up there. But like you said, it definitely feels like a switch was pulled. And then it even makes you look back. Okay, you know, when they shot Martin Luther King, right? You know what I'm saying? Then the riots popped off. And then after 6 days of rioting or whatever, then they signed the Civil Rights Act. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It kind of feels like this is a rerun. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It ain't like we got a Civil Rights Act nowhere. We talking about police brutality. But in this messaging, it goes beyond police brutality. It goes to how the world starts to see and receive us. And, you know, they not going to lay down and just automatically say, you know what? All right, y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could come on in. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do over here. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome.
In the world of rights. You know what I'm saying? This is how it is when you ain't got to worry about that shit. You know what I'm saying? When the police on your side, this is how I feel, bro. Like, damn, this shit crazy. You know
here's
what I'm saying?
Here's your key card.
Here's your fob.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that shit is, but it's definitely something in the air. It's something that has changed. Something at a high level that has said, you know what? We're going to run this program. And we're going to see. We definitely going to see. Our job right now is to tighten up on our own side. Because if we don't have no vision for ourselves, all we're going to do is run the same program again, even with more rights. You know what I'm saying? We got to have a general vision for what the fuck, how we want shit to look. You know what I'm saying? And that start in your own house, in your own block, in your own neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And it expands out from there. Because that's going to be the most important thing. How do we move forward? Even if they don't do shit, what do we do? You know what I'm saying? How do we come? How do we come back to the table? We're like, okay, all right, this is the latitude we got right here, right now. How do we work with this shit? What's our vision? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And social media make you feel like you got to be doing everything. You got to march. You got to yell. You got to come up with the plan. You got to whoop ass if necessary. You got to own the guns and teach the kids how to shoot. You got to have all the money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit. Yeah. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. It's a lot of shit I got to do. But you have to do what you do best first. You know what I'm saying? Understanding who you are and moving in your best spirit and bringing out your best energy. And then let that emanate towards your family, to your friends, to your community, to your city, to the world. You know what I'm saying? Based on your actions, right? And you know what I'm saying? We take it from there. It might not be our agenda. Just like when they first desegregated shit and we got welcomed into their neighborhood, it wasn't a welcome. You know what I'm saying? That shit was a niggas go home. You know what I'm saying? For a long time. To basically to now. Shit. You know? It wasn't no easy transition to allow these ex-slaves to be next to you. So it's not going to be an easy transition either in this. Even if the police let up and even if the corporate brands, you know what I'm saying, start seeing us in a better light and our colleagues at work, you know what I'm saying, start being able to see us as humans and shit, it's still going to be a lot of motherfuckers who's like, shh, this ain't the way. I can't believe this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the same. You know what I'm saying? It's them same old motherfuckers that's making laws right now, that's judges right now, that was kids and could, you know what I'm saying, go to the white bathroom and shit. And you could spit on a nigga and watch niggas getting hung and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They still, some of them still here and still alive. That was in them pictures when they smiling and a black man is hanging from the tree and shit. They working in government and they making laws and shit. So till they die off, you know what I'm saying? You still got that in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Hopefully they dying though. So hopefully, hopefully they ain't passing it all the way down. Hopefully their grandchildren.
They done passed some of that shit, even if it's just in the DNA. That's they, you know what I'm saying? They trauma.
That's
they,
just what they exposed to.
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be some switch that says, okay, it's all good.
Right.
It's going to get incrementally better and no matter what.
Yeah.
With this situation that's happening now, it could get incrementally better because not only their eyes are opening up, because you can't depend on that shit for long term. It's our eyes that has to open up. It's our consciousness that has to open up and collectively kind of start thinking at the next level.
Try to figure out an agenda. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I hope that happens. And, you know, I don't want to say I hope as if, you know, we don't have any hand in it at any point. But, you know, because I guess, you know, the brainstorm is open to everybody, you know, like it's trying to figure it out. What could be, what could you even fathom? Sometimes even just to get beyond the point of fathoming equality or fathoming like what is available, what's even on the board, you know what I mean? Like, okay, this is a leverage point. This is a point to where we could introduce some things, you know. And I would like to see that. I'm not the chief cat with the plan, what I mean? But I'll help out as I can, but I would really like to see a little bit more. And hopefully that happens, because there are a lot of people that are kind of, you know, stepping up to the plate and kind of, you know, expanding the conversation to like some points. This is what we would like, some action items. I even seen Cuomo talking about some shit. Obviously not in the community, but it was very interesting to see Cuomo saying, you know, I stand with the protesters and I think that was murder. And I think, you know, and then these are some things that I think should be introduced to the conversation. I know one of them was just, you know, basically very transparent policing and auditing and of the, you know, of the cops and stuff like that, federal, you know, like just the stuff that's been on the wish list for years and years. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's just like it's becoming more and more part of the conversation. And I guess that is how progress happens, because 15 years ago, there were things that we couldn't even imagine that mm-hmm. are commonplace now. You know, right. that's less than 15 years ago, you know, right. So I'm 15 years old. So, yeah, we'll see. I definitely, like I said, trying to be cautiously optimistic, trying not right. to lose hope, you know, right. trying not to surrender to the feeling of redundancy, hoping that this shit will turn into something.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really on us, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
no matter how it play out, you know what I'm saying, you could feel optimistic and encouraged, because if you're making yeah. a move in the right direction, it's a move, you know what I'm saying, towards, you know, optimism. But right. it's right. two funny things, you know what I'm saying? It's like, one, okay. I'm sure a lot of these gentrifiers that's living in these, you know what I'm saying, mixed communities, I know some of them are second guessing this, you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. Yeah. I was locked in here with them.
Yeah.
I was scared. Then, Kenya Barris just posted, Meghan McCain uh-huh. from The View. Uh-huh. She made a post on Twitter saying, "My neighborhood in Manhattan is eviscerated and looks like a war zone. De Blasio and Cuomo are an utter disgrace. This is not America. Our leaders have abandoned us and continue to let great American cities burn to the ground and be destroyed. I never could have fathomed this." And then right. some lady named Kristen Bartlett, who is another blue checker, says, uh-huh. "Megan, we live in the same building, and I just walked outside. It's fine."
Hilarious. Damn. Stole her whole thunder.
Hey, that's even if it's shit. But even if it's not real, that's what I'm saying. It's not, even if yeah. what she's saying is not real,
the feeling
that's how
is
they
the feeling.
That's how they feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the feeling
that's what
is real. Yeah.
That's what I was just saying earlier. That's how they feel. It's like, yeah. come on. Like that lady at Buckhead said, "Where's the police?" In her right. voice, you right. can hear like, wait, this can't be happening.
This cannot. This is, I couldn't even imagine
right.
this type of shit. I just hope all of that confusion and, you know, fucking entitlement and shit like that mm-hmm. spins in the way of progress and not spins in the way of just more police presence, or, you know what I mean? Like, I hope they're not mm-hmm. caught up in the inconvenience of their creature comforts, and that they realize, oh, okay, this is what it is to be fucked up in the game, and we can't have that. We need to stand tall. We need to be there with these people. I hope, you know, yeah. like, again,
they're going,
we'll see.
First, I think their first response is going to be there for themselves first. You know what I'm saying? How mm-hmm. can we prevent this from ever happening again? Who we need to fire? Who we need to get fired? Who need to be elected? They're going to make all the moves that we need to make. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the shit we need to be looking at, you know? But, you know, it's a very small level. It's just like a perception level. Shit changes a bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like people yeah. who may already know a few black people, they have to think, they're going to sit there and think, hey, you know what, you know, I guess, you know, they might have a point. But not overall. They ain't finna change their whole fucking way of thinking. They still going
right.
to have their preconceived notions and their perceptions and mm-hmm. you know, that the looters are thugs and low-life scum, as Trump proclaimed on the screen. I hope he was including the skateboarders and the surfboard stealers too. Right. And the white lady who on the news was walking out with a handful of shit, and they was like, well, she could be an employee, and let's just hope that's the case. Like, get the fuck out of here. She's just as of whatever everybody else is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She came through the looting exit. Yo, right. Speaking of some funny shit though, it was a couple funny moments. There was one moment, it wasn't the funniest, but it was like, that's what you get. It was one cat out there trying to, like, I guess, destroy like the curb, which was very random. He just at the end of the curb just smashing the shit with a hammer. Mm-hmm. And then protesters just grabbed his ass up and brought him to the cops.
Right.
That shit was, was like, yo, get this motherfucker up out of here. And brought his ass to the cops. He didn't think that could happen. That was funny. But the lady in the wheelchair, Kmart, getting sprayed with that fire extinguisher.
Right.
The lady that was in the wheelchair stabbing people with the shit, and the motherfuckers just came and hit her with that. Oh, man. I done seen that shit get remixed so many times. That shit. Oh, man.
She regretted all that.
She played herself. She didn't think it was going to go that way.
The motherfucker with the bow and arrow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Back to the whole, the artillery that you don't never see. Molotov cocktail, swords.
Right.
You know, bow and arrow got his shit rocked.
Sword man got his shit rocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
They rocked the shit out of Sword, man.
Yeah, they broke him down. They broke him down and folded him up like origami.
He probably should have kept it moving when he started to run away.
Yeah.
But he came.
What
he
you mean,
came.
The Sword Man shouldn't have pursued the other guy?
Well, the Sword Man started to retreat. You know what I'm saying? After they started pelting him with the rocks, you know what I'm saying? He started to run away, but then something in his mind switched. Like, fuck it,
got a sword!
I'm running out. I'm gonna get one of them. Oh no, he got rocked.
Yeah. He was playing too much Castlevania. Didn't think that shit could happen. Gave it to him. Who come out with it? When you come out with a sword, your whole agenda is on some bullshit anyway.
Right.
That's just a different type of energy. You just coming out with the sword like that in any context. The sword is never benevolent. I mean? It's very rare.
Right. Even the bow and arrow, like the bow and arrow crazy. Game, that is savage. That's like
I'm gonna pick you up. Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I saw,
but it ain't fast enough. It ain't fast enough. No. You can't load fast enough before you catching them things.
Mm-hmm. It's not semi-automatic. No. We coming at your ass. Yeah, they was putting in work with them skateboards. It reminded me of kids.
I've changed my tune on skateboards. Look like weapons now.
You know, be careful. What's I say, man? Yeah, dude. I saw them snipe some little kid. Look like, I guess they hit him with a rubber bullet, but they just sniped the shit out of him for no reason. He was just standing there by himself. There's a footage of that. The kid had to get like emergency surgery. Like this shit is crazy.
She did what? They did what?
They sniped some kid. A friend of mine sent me, I think, a rubber bullet. I think they were on
the police.
Police sniped a kid, like a young kid. Kid was probably like 10, 12 years old or something like that. Mm-hmm. They just picked him off. And there's a video of him. And then they show him, bleeding. And they show him in the hospital. And, it looked like he's going to be all right. But it was like, yo, that shit, that was for like no reason at all.
Yeah, because they are just as low life it is, the low lives. Because that's who their counterparts are. If you're the police, you work with criminals every day.
That's your
coworkers. All right, let's go chase some criminals. And criminals be like, all right, let's go make the police do their job. Mm-hmm. And so in this chaos, they feeling like free reign. Like, okay, I could do wild shit. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of it don't have video to it. Imagine the shit we don't see. You know what I'm saying? No, this the shit that got caught. The motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, attacking the people in Atlanta just trying to get home. The students.
Oh, I saw that. Dragging them out the car and shit.
You mean busting the windows out, stabbing the tires? Because they was out beyond the curfew.
Right.
And I guess the guy lived on Marietta Street, which is not too far from where they was at, the protest and shit. So they just went in. They went ham. I guess he wasn't trying to roll down the window fast enough. And they went in, bust the windows out, stabbed the tires, tased them, got their ass fired.
Necessary. Oh, did they get fired?
Yeah, they got fired, and they pressing charges. Like, Keisha is, because Keisha Lance Bottoms was trying to make Atlanta the example of how you're supposed to handle black people since it's a black city. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of got out of control because, you know, whoever switched the switch, like, you know what I'm saying, stand down. But so now on the third day, you know, the police trying to get your shit back under control. Shit, y'all had us standing down for 2 days. It's time to put in some work. But these motherfuckers put in work right on live TV. This was live on fucking CNN or something. It wasn't even like no video, home videotape, no phone footage. That shit was on TV as it was happening.
Yeah.
So it's an embarrassment.
It was live in the moment.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment to the city of black people that y'all doing the same shit they out here protesting. Right here on live TV as an example. So now you got to be the example. They got fired and they got put up on charges.
That's good. That's good to see.
Quick.
It's good to see. Oh, man. Yeah. What else has been good before we get out of here? You got anything else you want to talk about?
What else been good? Shit, that's all I know. I've been, like I said, I've been in that. And like I said, since Trayvon, I tried not to get too far down in all this shit. In the first 2 days, I was like, you know what? I'm not getting down into this shit. Then you was like, you know what? I need to get down into this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to, because this feels different. You know what I'm saying? In a good way, in a skeptical way. In a, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is going on here? In a way that the world is changing. Like, when you got the military sicked on us, you know what I'm saying? That shit is something you need to know about. No. So
yeah.
I'd be all the way off on in MAGA land with my shit. Like, damn, this how these motherfuckers think? This is interesting.
That's
shit
what they
crazy.
Talking about.
Right? That's how you
a whole
live?
Other Twitter.
Like, man, yeah, they be bugging on some, they take some false shit and run with it, boy. You know what I'm saying? Trump could come out and tell a blatant ass lie. They be with it. We rolling. That is the law, nigga.
Yeah. That's how they identify.
Like, man, this shit is ridiculous. You'll lose your mind trying to argue with them motherfuckers because they don't care. They just going to stick to the script that fits. It's not objective. It's not, you know what I'm saying? None of that shit. So
they ain't trying to hear none of that shit. They've already chose their side.
So I have a good time just trying to figure out what the fuck they be thinking about. I don't do it often, but now that I'm in the motherfucking rabbit hole, hey, might as well see what the other side's saying.
I hear that. I mean, speaking of the other side, I saw that the Breakfast Club had Rush Limbaugh on there today. Listen to that. That was interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. You know, it was interesting. It was.
I guess Charlamagne trying to get in his political bag.
Yeah, he moving.
You know,
moving
baby
in
Oprah.
That direction.
Baby Oprah.
Moving in that direction. It's a lot of transitioning going on in the world, like within, you know, off the strength of this pandemic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're seeing Joe get his interview game up. You seen Lil Wayne interviewing people who that motherfucker don't never really talk at all.
Right.
He done interviewed at least 20 people in the last week and a half.
Right.
That's pretty interesting. we'll get into some more shit. What's up?
It's funny because I haven't seen it. I mean, I heard some wild shit that Lil Wayne said, but I haven't seen him interviewing nobody. But then, you know what I'm saying, time like this, Dave Chappelle popped in my head. It was like, who the fuck gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this?
Right, right.
That's kind of how I felt. I want to hear your rap. Because I know Lil Wayne is living a bubble.
He's all the way out the loop.
Yeah, his thoughts be so, I be like, what the fuck? Where the fuck you been? Like, he be out of touch. So, I'm going to check him out, though, now that you said. I ain't know he had no interviews.
Yeah, he been doing a little show, Young Money Radio.
I'm going to check him out.
Anyway. Yeah, man, I guess that we'll leave it at that. We'll come back next week for all of the other shit that's going on. Shit and shenanigans and shit. I was going to say where you going to be, but what you got to say until next week? You got anything for the people?
I mean, keep your foot on the gas, people. You know what I'm saying? Let's come up with some plans. You know what I'm saying? Let's tighten up, get our shits tight so we can move into the next phase while the doors is opening, while the chaos is here. You know what I'm saying? As my man on the Game of Thrones says, old Littlefinger, chaos is a ladder. Let's climb that motherfucker.
I hear that shit. That's deep. That's deep, yeah. No, that's deep. I like that shit. Chaos is a ladder. That shit is fly. I would just add to that. Do what you can and protect what you can and manage your mental. You know, because that is definitely, that's your mainframe. That's your operating system. Yeah. That is before everything.
Yeah.
That's what you should lead with. So make sure that you're good on that level. And, you know, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We are out.
Hello.